Tom,
Dana, what's going on?
not much. Just waiting around to speak to you because I don't get to see you as much as I used to, and I hate it. I hate it, Tom.
It makes me a little sad now that we are multiple states away and we only get to hang out and talk when we record new episodes of Two Guys Talking Toys.
I think we still need to figure out a virtual lunch on Sundays.
That would be neat. I'll go into Ale House with my iPad and I'll set up a meeting. And I'll be like, cheese curds, please. I'm like, sir, we don't have cheese curds. Please stop asking. Also, this
There's
is a
a place down here. I can't remember the name of it. They have cheese curds. There are places down here to get cheese curds, Tom. You just
I'm
come.
gonna have to relocate because I am tired of this.
Yes, do it. I'm glad to be seeing you. And it's Father's Day weekend.
Happy Father's Day to you and all the other dads out there.
Yes, I'm sure there are many a dads having a good weekend with burgers and fries and cookouts and who knows what else. So enjoy.
I got to see my godson briefly today, and I was saying hi to everyone else and saw my dad and my wish my brother-in-law happy Father's Day. And my nephew runs over to me and like he's my godson. So he runs over and he's like, Happy Father's Day, Uncle Tom. I am the only one who can say this to you.
Is there a Godfather's Day? Is there? I mean, not celebrating the movie, but actually a Godfather's Day?
We all need to sit around and smoke cigars.
Right.
There
That's
probably
a good
is.
day to watch The Godfather. That'd be funny.
There probably is a Godfather's Day. Like, I mean, if there's a taco day, there's got to be a Godfather's Day.
Yeah, there's got to be. And you know what? And everybody could sit around and watch. Like, I like making goofy things about, like, to watch all the Chris Columbus films on Columbus Day. Like, get to
Was
watch Gremlins.
yesterday was Friday the 13th, and in canon, for
Yes.
the reading of act the actual birthday in canon of Jason Voorhees.
Voorhees. Did you almost forget his name?
I was
Gosh.
I for whatever reason I almost said Jason Myers.
At least you weren't going to say Jason Statham.
We need a Friday the 13th starring Jason Statham.
Right. Or you could do a hybrid, like, a Jason Myers hybrid movie where they get mutated together somehow. Who knows?
Some of the early scripts for Freddy versus Jason actually included I guess descendants of the Krueger and Voorhees family in a weird way, somehow meeting and marrying, and that triggered whatever horrible stuff was going on. And I was like, there are ways to make this work. Nothing in the script works, but it is fun to read all the
Yeah, that sounds idiotic.
let's roll the toys
Let's
first.
go to a different idiocy. Let's talk about toys. What did you get this week?
Well, this week I got some Starbucks because this episode is brought to you by Starbucks because it's tasty and delicious. But also,
Tasty and delicious. It's not in the Dunkin' cup, like Dunkin's gone.
yeah, no, not today. I am tired of Dunkin' messing up my orders, which makes me sad. I want Dunkin' a lot, but they don't get my orders correct. And now they cost just about as much as Starbucks. So Starbucks
There
is
you go.
pretty consistent.
All
All
right.
right, so this is, I guess, not new. I've actually had this for a little while, but it took me a while to get him out of the box. This is the Armies of Ashmore, Defenders of Eden.
Oh my gosh. I canceled those a long, long time ago
The
and I
Spectral
regret it.
Milik. Yeah, this one's really cool. He was one of the Kickstarter exclusives, and they know how to get me. They made him clear. He's a really cool looking, clear figure. You can see the joints. You can see
Oh,
the joints in his feet.
so good.
It is really neat. He's a. Do we
Does he
still do
glow? He almost looks like he should glow.
I really wish he glowed. He does not. Oh, he doesn't glow. And I really wish that he did, but he does not. We just have to settle for him being clear and cool. I love this. Like the joints are good. I actually just did a. Stay tuned. There's a review of him coming up, but I just did a review of him, and he's so much fun to mess around with. And for me, with like the clear figures, there's always that fear of them shattering because when
Yeah.
they were kind of like pretty early on, but they're still trying to figure out how to cast and tolerances and whatnot, you'd get that clear figure and you'd go to like bend the elbow and it would just crumble. And this is like pre-NECA crumbling, and it, I just you were so sad.
Yeah, but that's a pretty hefty figure you've got there. Yeah, so.
He's a chunky boy, which is great. Yeah, he's got some heft to him, but all the joints on him are great. The articulation's really good. The actual this is very bendy, like his armor, the chest armor, which is really impressive because
you're always so violent.
you gotta put him through give him the works to survive and do.
I guess I may be having PTSD from those Dungeons and Dragons animated figures. I'm like, be gentle.
Yeah, the neck pops off a little easy, but
oh, I knew you were gonna pop the head off. I knew it. Yeah. I almost said, "Are you gonna?" I'm surprised you haven't popped the head off yet.
Yeah, you kind of
a violent person.
If you want to give him the elongated neck, because he is a brontosaurus. Do we still use the word brontosaurus, or is everyone officially an apatosaur? I don't. Is that offensive to the apatosaur people? Because I don't want to offend him.
No. I think it's still socially acceptable for now. Maybe we'll get canceled. Who knows?
Hey, that's very possible. I mean, look, we don't mean to offend the armies of Ashmore, but I'm not 100% sure on exactly what to call them. But the one of the coolest things is the blast effect that he
called. Oh, that's neat.
The spectral blast, and the way that this was what super impressed me, because I didn't know what this did, or like where it went, or how you attached it. So it attaches to the top part of the cane, and if you look at like these two little prongs here, you have to like hook them into this loop. So they hook into the loop. Oh, I'm doing it wrong.
Nice job, Tom. Supposed to be an expert
here. I ruined everything.
You should have practiced before.
The weekend is canceled, people. So you have to hook these in, and then this extra tiny piece here, like it rests against the curve.
To support the weight. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's like very cleverly designed, which I thought was cool. So that's actually neat. Granted, this is still a giant chunk of plastic. It's just, there's a lot here. What I wish that they did, I just realized that the front part comes off, and this is a fist. Holy cow.
Oh, neat.
That is a fist. Oh, I have to go back and update my review, because my thought was, it would be really cool if this piece here was Milwick's face in like an open mouth, like snarl or something. So like he's blasting his face at you, but then you could pop it off and put it on his head. So he but still keep like the cool wispy, the little like extra energy bits. So, it looks like he's in like mid transformation. Also, because these are clear, like he comes with all the clear parts, you can pop the clear parts off and put them on like one of the regular figures, like Kuzo. So I have a picture of Kuzo with like the open hand, so he looks like Bruce Leroy doing the glow. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. So I finally opened up Milwick, and he's gonna be hanging out with I'm gonna put him on the glow in the dark shelf, even though he's not technically glow in the dark. I've got a
couple, right, because with the lights on he's gonna match pretty well.
Yeah. I've got a couple other like just clear figures that are up there. So he'll fit right in. So that's what I picked up. How about you? What have you got?
I got a couple of things, but one thing I've been looking forward to are the 6-inch McFarlane Super Friends. You know what a big fan I am of Superpowers figures. So
he's been cranking those out lately.
Yeah. So they're pretty neat. Nice. Mosquito. Of course I got Batman, and he's got the cloth cape, old school. I like them. They're like, I spoke to you last week about the Superman figures that we got. And these are, a couple of steps up from that, but they're compatible in size and look, right? But one thing that McFarlane has historically not been great with is capturing the animated look. Like his Spawn guys are pretty good, but he really captured the look.
Of each
one of these characters.
That is spot on.
And I finally got, an old school Lex Luthor. I love this figure.
That is pretty awesome.
Even now, with the rockets on his boots.
Now the thigh joints, are those aren't T joints, are they?
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yeah. The Superman figures had the ball from the new movie, but you know they were only $8. And then of course, old school Green Lantern with his baseball bat.
Those thigh joints are triggering my snobbery.
Yeah, I guess he was trying to maybe pay homage to the superpowers figures, even though he is already doing an homage to the superpowers figures. By the way, I was at a flea market today earlier, just on the road to Eden, and they have the old Justice League, you're gonna hear the bird. I can't now, I'm distracted. Hall of Justice, the Superpowers Hall of Justice from 84, and it was only like $100, which is a good price for it. So I didn't pick it up, but I might.
Is McFarlane doing his own version of Hall of Justice?
I hope so. So let me tell you the small, like, this is a gripe for me about these figures.
Your gripe, because usually I'm the one with the gripes.
You're the one gripe, and it's a stupid little thing, but it bothers me, okay?
So it's important to me.
Each one of these guys comes with a big accessory. Like he's got his, you know, his ring made thing. He's got the batarang. Green Lantern's got the bat. Luthor's got the gun. And then they also come with, each one of them has their little Justice League communicator device. And each one of the bad guys has some sort of, I don't know, detonator of some kind, right? Which is cool, but they only have one hand to hold stuff in. The other one is a closed fist. So why give me two things with only one hand? It just bothers me.
It's like a sword and a shield. You're like, wait, you need them both. You're like, well, pick one. You got to pick one.
Yeah, like He-Man had an axe, a sword, and a shield, but the sword went in his thing. You could squeeze it in there. Like, now we've got these communicator devices just laying around.
I don't know how Sinestro is going to move any teeth when he can only grip those pliers with one hand.
Right, and he can't call his assistant.
He's going to have to use his ring to make an extra hand that is also a grippy hand to remove the teeth properly.
Right, yeah. He's going to have to use a thing ring. But that's what I got.
I'm sure that when he goes to Lex Luthor and he's like, look, I really gotta, can we fix this, you being the boss and all, and he's like, no, because I'm the boss.
Right.
Dana, have you ever wanted to punch your boss in the face? As I imagine that punch Lex Luthor in the face. You know, you don't have to answer that. But
yeah, I don't know. I might, you know, ask me that question. If I say yes, am I pulling like a Joe Exotic by saying I wanted to kill Carol Baskin?
They're going to call you into their office and be like, look, we were listening to two guys talking toys, and do you really want to punch me in the face? Really? You're listening to the podcast, huh? What you think?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer for fear of pulling a Tiger King.
Well, I want to talk about bosses, particularly fighting bosses, in this case, Boss Fight Studios, who have been making toys of high repute for a while now.
Yeah.
You are definitely familiar with Boss Fight Studios and the things that they've been doing.
Yes, because there's a whole line of them behind me.
done some amazing stuff. So
I have recently become a big fan of Boss Fight Studios. Huge.
As you should. I'll do a quick little bit of backstory on them. They almost seem like almost like the image of toy creators. Like they popped up around, or for the first time that I had heard of them was in 2018. They had done a Kickstarter for a line they were calling Vitruvian Hacks.
And yes, great figures.
And Hacks stood for it stood for Hero Action. Oh man, Hero Action Customizable Kit System, I believe. So that
sounds about right.
That was where the Hacks came from. Or, I'm sorry, Highly Articulated Character Kit System. I know I was off.
You were way off. Not even Hamsonite. I was way off.
I would have gotten the whammy. that was their idea, and the thought behind it was, we'll have a highly customizable. We'll have like a base figure and then some highly customizable like bits and pieces that you can swap things out. And the the Kickstarter was for, it was for Medusa and a few like Naga style characters versus Roman warriors. And it was really neat. I remember buying a bunch and they had like some really cool stretch goals. There was like a spectral set. And it was kind of their first outing and they did really well. They made goal and they hit a bunch of their stretch goals. And I remember I really, really liked the figures.
And they're 4-inch.
Yes, they're 4-inch scale.
With a lot of articulation.
Lots of articulation, a lot of accessories. Because I you know, that was with the whole like
they even do the accessory packs, which I'm always a big fan of. Like even those Final Faction guys, G.I. Joe used to do old school. Yeah. You don't see it as much anymore, but now it's kind of coming back, like the effect pieces and so on and so forth. But most of them are like third party stuff. This was legitimately made by them.
Yes. And they really leaned into it. Like I remember them, once Vitruvian Hacks came out, they released a few more in the line and then they started producing more. And either they had kind of like a base selection of parts available. Either they started out more of like the blanks. And then they did
blanks are cool. I love when I'm not much of a customizer like you are, but it's got to make life easier when you've got a blank base that's so well articulated. You don't have to 3D print it. You don't have to sculpt it. You know, you can just get it, paint it, accessorize it. Boom, you're done. And that's so great. Like I love like Four Horsemen and other companies that like want you to customize their stuff, you know. It's fantastic.
I really like, and that's one of the things that I'll give McFarlane credit for. Like I know that some people don't like the, I think he calls them like artist proof, but they're they were figures that were just they were just gray. You could get them and then paint them up and do whatever you want, or just keep them gray, because I am a sucker for prototypes, as I know a lot of other like toy collectors are, and with like the weird colors. Like I love seeing some of the wild, when they're just testing out a mold at the factory and you get real weird, because they just use whatever plastic's available or maybe like whatever it is that they last ran. And
It's still in the machine. Like just run out the lot.
Just to like work out the tolerances and whatnot. But they'll assemble those and then send them out as a sample or whatever. And then most of those are probably thrown away. And then you get some unscrupulous employees who make us Westerners very happy by throwing them up on eBay and letting us bid on them. So I have a bunch of just random prototypes that are just fun. When Classics was being, when He-Man Classics was being made, got a bunch of those off of eBay and they're just fun. But back to what you're saying about the blanks. It's nice to have just one figure, one color, and they come in multiple colors as well. So you can mix and match and with the accessory packs, like that's, it's just kind of a fun thing to do. And I like that they then extended that out to, they went almost like a wild different direction with their next Kickstarter. I think in 2020, they did another one that was a game called Vitruvian Hacks Steeds, or like Mighty Steeds. And it was horses, which was really cool, because around that time, this was around the time that like Fortnite was being cranked out by Jazzwares, if I remember right. And you had kind of the 4-inch line was seeing more of a resurgence. So having a steed and like animal companions was really cool. And I remember for this one, there was the, you had like your regular steed, and then there was the white one. There was a black one. And then they had these tack kits where you could put whatever armor on them. And then they got wild with it. You could get like a unicorn head. You could turn it into a moose with like different hooves and whatnot. And a new head. And then there's like a demonic wind horse that you could get. There was like a Day of the Dead where it had these really cool Day of the Dead design tampoed all over it. And they had a Rainbow Bright horse.
That's awesome. Awesome. Rainbow Bright doesn't come up in our conversation very often. And she should. We need to do a Rainbow Bright.
I'm a little surprised that Boss Fight Studios, as far as I know, does not have the Rainbow Bright license.
They don't, and I'm surprised they may, though, because they just, you know, I don't we'll get off Hacks, but well, let's get back to that one in a minute. But the Hacks, I was turned on to them by you, showed me, like, talked about them and then pointed them out to me at a show, I think in Jersey. And I was so excited about them. Like, they were awesome. And like you said, at that time, there was a little bit of a drought for good 4-inch figures.
Yeah.
And then they started, you know, I think because the horses were done so well, they mm-hmm. branched out and did characters who had horses. So they did Zorro yeah. and the Zorro the Gay Blade, and they did Phantom and so many other cool, like, licensed characters, Conan, Red Sonja, Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless. They did a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I've lost track of their lines because they now have so many. Like, there was, I think there was, like, because there's Vitruvian Hacks, there's, I believe, Epic Heroes, Mighty Steeds. Yeah, I think the Epic Heroes line is what you're talking about, where they
get
Phantom and they managed to get, they've got a pretty decent library of licenses now.
Yeah.
I know that. And at different sizes, at different yeah. styles.
They just did a new Conan line, right? Like a bigger one, like the Conan and the Immortal Champions or something, right?
Yeah. So Immortal Champions is their most recent offering, and I'm super excited about it, mostly because this is their foray into Origins,
right?
But, you know, silently putting out a line. It's in the 4-inch scale. It's like, just looking at those renders, looking at the pictures on Big Bad Toy Store,
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Yeah, go to Big Bad Toy Store. They've got great stuff. Do it now. Well, don't do it now. Do it after.
Not now.
keep listening to the episode and then go order stuff at Big Bad Toy Store. But yeah, looking at the articulation alone, these look like they're going to be fully compatible with the Origins line, which makes
absolutely.
How many characters are they going to put? Because right now it's just Conan.
And Red Sonja and a skeleton.
Yes. I wonder, this made me wonder, how deep into the Conan series I don't know how their license works. But if they've
got... Because it's based on the comic. They look comic.
That kind of makes me sad, because it would be really cool to get a Zula figure in the Origin style, and then you can mix them in with your Origins, or it really pushes their initial play factor, where they want you to customize. And what better way to already pull in just a whole library of customizable parts than making them compatible with Masters Universe Origins? Very smart on their part.
Yeah.
I really want to see if they get into... Maybe they start doing this for other lines that they have.
That would be cool. Because they did Conan and Red Sonja in the hack style.
Yes.
And now they're doing this one. So that would be cool. Before we move on to talk about Rainbow Bright inspired things, the Court of the Dead, right? That's one of their hack signs. It's very cool. Very cool line.
I love the designs of the Court of the Dead characters. There's a... They have so much stuff. I don't remember the names of a lot of the characters. She's almost like a sea serpent looking character.
And yes.
Like the multiple arms.
But they do a good job with the Medusa tails and things like that. They do fantastic.
And even for like their 4-inch scale, I was really impressed that the Naga characters were able to stand on their own. Like, they come stand so you can plug them in. But the Naga, they stand on their own without any issues. So the weird, like, kind of mermaid, the evil mermaid fish character. I want to see how she holds up. Like, literally, I want to see how she holds up on like a display stand. Because I actually haven't seen. I want to say they're available now, but I haven't seen any reviews. I should probably look for reviews.
I haven't seen anything. I just think they're neat. But you know, moving on, when you were talking about Rainbow Bright, one of the in the last, like, I don't know, 2 years. Boss Fight Studios has become popular for me because I saw things that were coming out, and I recently got Purple Pie Man because they did the Strawberry Shortcake line.
Yes,
which is fantastic. That Purple Pie Man is perfect. I love him.
How large is he? Because I forgot what scale he was for their.
He's not quite as big as the original old school one. He's a couple of inches shorter, but I mean, he's probably, you know, 8.5 inches tall. Yeah, he's he's very cool.
Because I remember in the show he was originally like way taller than being a grown.
Yeah, and the original toy, like the Strawberry Shortcake characters, didn't even come like up to his hip. He was a good size. But yeah, so I got the purple pie man from him.
Does he smell like pie?
No, he doesn't have the scent like the other one.
I'm a little surprised they didn't, because with the
The original one had a smell for a long time. It lingered longer than Stinkor. He smelled like grapes.
Which is a pleasant grapes. Smell. Like I wouldn't mind opening a bin and being like, "Oh, Purple Pie Man's in here," instead of opening up a bin and being like, "Oh no, Stinkor's in here."
I love Purple Pie Man figure, because the original Purple Pie Man was the right size to be the human villain to the Smurfs. The little rubber slug Smurfs that were three apples tall, right? So Purple Pie Man was this tall. I wish I had a Gargamel that size, but I didn't. Gargamel was small. Mm-hmm. So the storyline we did was that Gargamel shrunk himself because he was a wizard and an alchemist in order to better be able to hunt the Smurfs, because he could see the village and all. And that Purple Pie Man was actually human sized. So
that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Are you going to be getting sour grapes? Did they make sour grapes?
They did make sour grapes, and I will get sour grapes. Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I had completely forgotten that she existed. Like once I got older, and then she popped up and I was like, wait, who is this? Why is she singing? Oh, no wonder she's a villain. Ah.
You know, here's what a boss fight does really well, because there are so many companies now jumping on the nostalgia bug. Right, for collectors like you and I, and we've gotten Sectars and biker mice and all kinds, you know, the barnyard commandos and all kinds of stuff, right? Roboforce, and they're, you know, hit or miss, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that Boss Fight Studio has done really well is that, like, but they haven't gotten the scale. But the Strawberry Shortcake figures were done really well. They're also doing the Popeye classics.
Yes, the Popeye line looks really
good. Now, I've never been a big fan of Popeye. When I was in college, up late watching cartoons, Popeye would come on at like 2 or 2:30, and that was my time to go to bed when Popeye came on. But but the figures are fantastic, and I'd like to get them specifically because I want the Goon and I want the Sea Hag, because they're just so well done. But they went really deep into the character line. There were a lot of them. They did really well.
And I think that's a good point you brought up, with them both going for nostalgia, but also not dipping their toe in and then leaving. And I think that's an issue with a lot of toy companies right now, where you see that nostalgia is a thing. Okay, you hoover up all of these lines, and then you put out two figures. Like, I don't know. And I apologize for just not being able to let it go.
Oh, here we go. I was just ready to knock Zika. Like, actually, they just released the bad guys to the bike of mice.
Nacelle means well. I know Nacelle wants to do good stuff. And they're doing good stuff. Like biker mice from Mars, they're doing good stuff with them.
Yeah.
Why in the world have we only gotten two Sektar characters? Why? We've gotten Dargon, we've gotten Stellara. We got a lazy repaint, and the antenna don't even glow.
Lazy repaint.
What is even the point?
Did you just David Letterman chuck that like a card?
We're doing live.
I expect when you edit this to hear glass break and a cat. I want to hear traveling.
Hell yeah, the squawk from Mom's camera. But like it. And they're not the only ones to do it, but I take it more personally than I should. The man-child anger is coming out in me for this one particular line, because it is near and dear to my heart, and seeing it treated so shoddily bothers me more than it ought to. But it's also indicative of the issue that you see with a lot of toy companies that see one thing and they jump on it, and then they don't follow through. So we've gotten a Sektars line that is incomplete. It's been virtually ignored. There's a comic line. There's a comic book series, miniseries that came out. That's actually not bad, but it doesn't mean anything if the toy line's not going to come out and accompany it. There's been rumors of there is Spytrax and another unreleased character who is supposed to be coming out. That was announced over 2 years ago. Nothing. We've gotten nothing. Mm. Meanwhile, biker mics from Mars, we got all three biker mics. We got their bikes. We've got redone sports versions of them. There's a new wave coming out. That's only like the rest of the cast. And that's great for biker mice people. What about the Centaurs people? We don't care. We don't.
Yeah, right.
But it's, I guess it's almost like that trial and error. Let's pick something. Let's try and like run with it. Oh, it's not working. Well, we'll just ignore it. Well, like you're kind of spitting in the eye of the people who are really excited for that. Same thing with, I shouldn't say with Zika. Zika tried. Zika tried really hard. They did the initial Kickstarter was awesome. The second Kickstarter needed some help. I don't, as far as I recall, the creator was running into issues with the rights holder, and they were apparently really, really strict with the license. But unfortunately, it was also like a big lack of advertising on their end. So most people didn't even know that the second Kickstarter existed.
Right.
And they've even said, if the Kickstarter doesn't work, then I'm out. Which is a shame because everything had already been sculpted. Everything had already been 3D sculpted. Everything seemed ready to go. Just funding didn't work out.
Which funding didn't. You know, back to Boss Fight. You know what else they pulled on my heart nostalgia strings? They did the Fraggles. They did Fraggle Rock.
And I'm sorry. Just to button it up. They do go deep on the properties that they get. Like you said, with the Fraggles and with Popeye, they went deep on those characters. They created a bunch of characters. They got them out there. So if you're a big Popeye fan, like you're loving this right now.
Right.
This is the kind of dedication that you should have to a line when you make, like, why go through the effort of getting the license if you're not going to put out as much as you possibly can and make it worthwhile? So I'm glad that he got the Fraggles because they went deep on that too.
Oh my gosh. When I saw that I could have an Uncle Traveling Matt figure, and the sprocket is big. The sprocket is a big, hefty chunk of plastic. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I love Uncle Traveling Matt. I love the Fraggles.
Did they make Doozers for that line?
They did make Doozers. And I'm hoping they make a bigger, almost like a playset. Mm-hmm. And give us the trash heap.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
If they could figure out a way to make a well done trash heap, oh my gosh, I would be so excited about that. I remember when the trash heap would come up like, and then talk. Oh my gosh, I could talk about the Fraggles all day long. But I am so excited they did the Fraggle line, and I got them. And you know what? I was at that. Speaking of Boss Fight Studios, it's funny you brought that up because I was at it sitting right here on the table because I just opened it. I went to that flea market today, and I've always kind of wanted them, but I didn't want to buy them at full retail price. I got a good price at a flea market for their Storm Toads.
I was just going to bring up Bucky O'Hare.
Right, again, doing it right, the nostalgia. Like, they did all the characters. Not all of them, but they did the first round was pretty good.
They hit a lot of the main characters. Like, we got the Frog Soldiers, we got Bucky. I'm not an aficionado on Bucky O'Hare, but we got...
We didn't get the Gorilla, which I wanted.
Yeah, we didn't get the Gorilla, and we didn't get...
The Purple Gator, yeah.
That was the one that I was really hoping that they would get to. I think they did get to the Gorilla. He was like a massive.
Oh, did he? I didn't see it. But I'll check it out. But I like how his helmet fits. It comes off.
Oh, that is really good. I actually didn't realize that happened. That's awesome.
Yeah, that comes off, and it comes with a ball cap.
The angriest Kermit.
Yeah.
That is really cool. I remember when...
you could put a ball cap on him.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Kind of a Radar Riley it's like a Fraggle Rock hat, actually.
And throughout all of these lines, the articulation remains really well done, really well in to the figure. You can get some really cool poses out of it. The Bucky O'Hare line...
And unlike the Super Friends... He can hold and have on his belt all his accessories.
He's ready for war. He's ready to fight rabbits. And every now and then, like, they'll have some really fun repaints. Like, there was the chocolate bunny repaint for the Bucky O'Hare, which was really fun.
And they did the anniverse where there's the hologram Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah,
And this guy in the blue outfit.
that was a really impressive line. They almost they oh, I'm trying to think of the trying to think of the line that they had done. There was like a blind box series that they had started cranking out. It wasn't too long after Vitruvian hats became pretty popular, and they had it was customizable kits, and you could get, I think they were like zombie heads. You could get an Anubis head that I kept trying to find on eBay. Because
Oh, that's neat.
they were blind box though, and that, like, to me, that was the only downside. You could get like boxing gloves, but then they also did a lot of they have their, I don't want to say tentacles. They've branched out into so many different things, and it's always impressive to see what they're working on because,
Yeah.
like, again, like we've been saying, they do such a good, pretty thorough job of getting a really wide amount of product out there
Yeah.
for each thing that they delve into. There was a it was it's not Court of the Dead, but they did one that was kind of like zombie based, and it was a fun take. It was a 4-inch line, kind of based on the Vitruvian Hack's body, and it was just kind of like fun zombies and like a survival. It was when Walking Dead was really big, and they're putting out, like survivalist figures and zombies that were not like your typical zombie. Like, I remember there was one that had boxing gloves and like the headgear, and it was just like a fun, a really well done zombie sculpt. But then again, like playing into the customizing aspect, you could swap the limbs and you could change the if you wanted to give them just claws instead of a boxing glove,
Right.
then you could do that. It was just really innovative. And if it wasn't for you, then that was fine because
For me?
if you didn't want a zombie with boxing gloves, then you didn't have to get one because there were so many other options out there, like a strawberry shortcake or a Bucky O'Hare.
I always loved in the old zombie movies when the zombies came out of the grave and they were still dressed for whatever their profession was. They weren't in like a suit to be buried, like they would come out as a baseball player or a carpenter or a
My favorite would always be like the doctor, like buried with a stethoscope. You're like, why is he buried with that? What are you
He
doing?
wanted to make sure he was
What is
dead.
just in case he needs to like ring the little bell to be like, wait, no,
Right.
dig me up,
He's got the
please.
paddles. He's
Clear.
in his like clear.
We've been getting a lot of like energy fluctuations in this area for a couple of days now. What's going on down there?
But again, I love that they've jumped. They do well with the nostalgia stuff, like things you didn't know you wanted, like the Garfield figures,
Yes.
which are just so well done.
See, that's a line that you wouldn't think would really work that well as a quote unquote action figure line. Like, how, it's about a sleepy cat and a hyper dog. So
Right.
what could you articulate on it? And they did such a good job with
Such
it.
a good job.
And
So
then
well
look,
done.
here's, you could get, you can get Garfield, you can get Nermal. I think Odie's in it.
Odie's in it.
I'm a little surprised they didn't get around to doing John.
I know they didn't do John yet. I really would like to see that because it's gonna because they do that 3D representation of a 2D medium, they do it really well. But it's hard to do. It's hard to do. And some do well, like some of the Simpsons characters look a little weird. The latest line better, but the original run looked a little bit weird, especially with the big bulbous heads and things that they had. But you're right, they do a variety of stuff. Now they did a now correct me if I'm wrong. They did a wrestling line, didn't they?
Yes, Legends of Lucha Libre. And
Right. And did they do a regular, like, not a regular, I don't want to sound like a jerk, like I sounded like a narrow-minded jerk just then, but did they also do like American style wrestlers, right?
I believe they, oh, I want to give wrong information. I believe that they
Like
a figure.
Major League Wrestling, Major League.
Yes.
They're not as cool as their Lucha Libre, though.
Did they make Zack Ryder? Because I feel
I
like
don't
Zack
know.
Ryder has been made by numerous wrestling.
Yeah, but they also did the cool, like they still had if I'm remembering correctly, I think they did a belt, like you could buy all the belts, like it was another accessory pack
Yes,
for the wrestlers' belts.
I think it was things like broken tables and like a belt
Yeah.
chair. I know that there was a third party company that also made stuff like that, but I think Boss Fight also
Yeah.
out a couple
But
of.
the Legends of Lucha Libre characters are so fun. They're so colorful and have these wild masks, some of them with horns.
Yes, I remember being thrown off because I didn't know that, I got used to Boss Fight producing 4-inch action figures. So yeah. When the Lucha Libre came out, or when they announced the Red Sonja figure, I thought they were 4-inch, but they were 6-inch. Looking at the renders for them and the prototypes, the articulation is still amazing, which is pretty impressive. Because you wouldn't think, you would almost expect it to go, it more involved and more complex on the 6-inch figures, but they did such a good job with the 4-inch line that it just didn't cross my mind to think that, oh, this is another scale.
Right, yeah. And when I saw the renders, like the original, the 4-inch stuff, I thought they were 6-inch figures because of the articulation. And I want a bunch of them, but I still have, and now it's even going to be more expensive. I have a hard time saying I'm going to spend $30 on a 4-inch figure, even though they're worth it. But I just have to get over that hump.
it is tough. And it's kind of unfortunate that we've talked about it before, how we're getting to the point where the slow uptick, we'll ignore the tariff nonsense that's been going on. Nonsense.
Nonsense is a good word.
There was still this uptick in the price. Like every year we were still seeing like maybe $1, $1.50, $2. We were seeing our action figure pricing still go up and up and up. And it was more of a decision you had to make as to whether or not you were going to buy. Yeah, like a $30 4-inch figure. Sure, it's super well done, but I can still get a Marvel Legends for, you know, $19. Now that's like $26 with after tax and everything to get one Marvel Legends of a character. If you're paying the Iron Man tax, you don't really want to. Well, I guess I can spend $4 more, and even that number is starting to shrink to get a really well done Vitruvian hat or a Red Sonja or the upcoming Conan figure. Maybe I'll do that instead, and that way I know for a fact that it's going to be well done, and I don't have to worry about like some crazy swapper swapping something out, and then that's what I get in the mail.
Right. Yeah, those swappers.
They are scumbags and should be punched. So what is, do you have like a favorite of the Boss Fight Studio lines?
Yeah, it's the Fraggles. I love them.
It is the Fraggles.
Yeah, and they're sort of based on the, like, Fraggles, they did a reboot TV show. So they're a little bit different than the original Fraggles I knew. But that didn't stop me from buying them. I just love the Fraggles. And so, I had to get them. And they are definitely my favorite.
I remember when they first showed off the first wave of Saurzoic Warriors.
Right, which are lined up right here.
Yes.
I don't know how well you can see them in this new arrangement.
They look so freaking good. I was like, I'll never stop staring at those figures and being blown away by how well done they are. What a great nod to the 90s they are. And what a great like overall action figure line that they are. I want some toy companies tend to go overboard with some of the things that they produce, where you're like, all right, we've got enough of this already. I don't need any more of this. Not true in the case of, for me, Saurzoic Warriors. I want more. If they, and they don't even have to try. They don't even have to try that hard. If they just started out, like, just the main character in multiple colors, purple.
If they did them all in the black and white color, I'd be all over.
Oh, that would be amazing. I still really want the black and white figures to glow in the dark. I think that would be so cool if the bones glowed in the dark. Or if you just give me the most recent line that has the deep sea, the Mosasaur character.
This guy.
Yes. Oh, I love the scuba gear that he comes with. It's so well done. It's super impressive.
Yeah, this is a fantastic, and this helmet is so good. But the detail on the scaling and everything, like once you get the helmet off,
especially like, and this might just be my thinking, and the kind.
His mouth opens. It's so well done.
Isn't it kind of crazy to think that this could have been Alan the Gator from the Bucky O'Hare line?
Yeah, yeah. So you should get on that as a customizer. Make that happen.
But it might be like my weird mindset when it comes to figures like that come with a such a unique looking helmeted head that in my head canon, the character with the unhelmeted head is like the troop leader, which means that I now need four of those.
We were trained that way by Star Wars. But
if anyone who is slightly, who's a slight variant of the troop builder. Yeah.
These guys shop in the same place with their helmets.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
They shop at the same helmet store.
You're making me want to go back and find Frog Warriors from Bucky O'Hare just to put them around. like deep sea alligator.
He fits in.
Time warped. Oh, this is, we're creating new headcanon for me as we speak, because this in my headcanon now, because there's only very loose story for the Sword Sword Warriors, that is alligator, who got lost in the war, like they Boba Fetted him. And when he came back up, he was in some underwater kingdom, and this is what he wound up looking like. And now he has to recruit new peons.
I love that those guys look great with those robo-alive dinosaurs. And I don't know how well you can see it, but this setup, the dinosaurs look like they fit right in. And I even found ones that match. So we've got this guy who looks so Toxic Crusader-esque.
Yes.
But then I found like these baby robo-alive dinosaurs.
And yeah, that's awesome. That does fit right in.
It looks like his sidekick pet, right?
Like I could absolutely see it. If there was
with the blue nails.
Yeah. If there was an animated show for this line, that character fits right in.
Yeah.
Fits right in with them. And I do hope that your boss fight doesn't show any signs of slowing down with this line. Again, they're not making them fast enough for my liking, but I understand, you know, they're dealing with different kinds of numbers. And we've already gotten we're on like wave 3-4 of Sword Sword Warriors.
Did we get that many?
I think
it was just the two.
No, I think there's, because there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I, you know why? Because I got them all at the same time, so it's hard for me to. Yeah.
So I want to say there's at least three. And yeah. If you just took all of those characters and just did like a Ben 10 style color swap,
and
you release them all, mix up the names, I don't care. But this is a line that is so, I love that it's original. I love that it's a great throwback to the 90s, very Toxic Crusader-ish with the color choices. It stands out. The designs are innovative and unique. I want it to keep going.
And you know what? I have faith they will. Like, just speaking to what you were saying before about their dedication to the Popeye figures and all of that, like, they're not going to pull a NECA where you never know. Like, they just stop making things. And I'm not going to whine too much about the gargoyles, but like, they just stop. Though. Like, no mention of it. They're just like, you know what? You're never going to see these again.
Yeah, if Sword Zoic Warriors becomes the NECA Ninja Turtles, I'll be happy, because NECA will never stop making every single variation of the Ninja Turtles that you saw in the cartoons from 1984 through 2006.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the. We saw them at Comic Con, right? They were doing the 2012.
Yes,
I can't wait for those. Like, I have none of. No, that's not true. I have some of the NECA Ninja Turtle stuff, but not. I'm not a dedicated collector like you are. But when those come out, I'm jumping on that line. I'm jumping on that.
Yeah, it is tough. You hit the point where you have to cut yourself off. Like, I cut myself off of the cartoon series, because I can't do the like the Street Punk Turtles and then like Vacation Turtles out of San Diego Exclusive, and here's them, but with different glasses. I can't do it. There's too much. There's too many.
Too much. Yeah. And they're not cheap, but they're well made, so they're worth it. But you know, it is a lot.
There could never be too many Sword Zoic Warriors from Boss Fight Studios. I want them to keep making them.
Absolutely.
So I guess I try to think offhand if we've kind of hit all the bases on Boss Fight.
I think we have. Except for that, I mean, they've got little things like Umbrella Academy and a couple of other little things. But you know, that's just
they have gotten, just because they've gotten their hands on a lot of different licenses, and again, like we've been saying, they do a good job and almost like a deep dive on every single one of them.
Yeah.
I think Umbrella Academy, there's Dr. Stone, which I'm completely unfamiliar with, but
I'm not familiar with either. Oh, and they did Sam and the dog with
Max.
Yeah.
Yes. that, and again, like another line where the
yeah, you didn't know you wanted it until you saw it, and then you're like, yeah, oh,
the conversion from comic to like 3D fully printed figure looks looks amazing.
Seamless, yeah, yeah, very and good, very well done.
In a cartoon that like I wasn't, yeah, like I kind of knew of it, but then seeing the toys, I was like, oh, maybe I'll pick these up.
Here's what I want, because I know you're going to ask me. I know you're going to ask me what line I would like to see Boss Fight Studios pick up.
Yes, nailed it.
And here it is. Hasn't yet been created in figure form, but because they do so well with that weird animation proportions and articulation, I want Boss Fight Studios to give me Gravity Falls.
Oh, that's a good choice. Because they've proven that they can handle a variety of different types of styles. They've gone from, again, they've gone from Bucky O'Hare to Popeye to Sam Max.
Right, but even think about the Vitruvian Hacks and Garfield. Mm-hmm. You know, they could do it all.
Yeah, like that. Gravity Falls is a style that they, that I think they could nail it. And the articulation would be good. You wouldn't have to worry about kind of like flimsy action figures. And that was one of the, I remember in their early line when they were still kind of getting the hang of it. I remember some of the Vitruvian Hacks, if there was anything that you could critique, and it's something that you see on a lot of figures in like the 4-inch line that weren't, say, like a G.I. Joe, was that there was a tendency for characters that were just kind of normal. You ran into the Marvel Universe problem where you got a little bit flimsy, but that was just due to the nature of limbs looking like they're supposed to, but plastic has a tendency to maybe like warp. Or if you're doing joints at that scale and you really get in depth with them, sometimes the tolerances may be off. Sometimes it just might be a little too thin. Spiro Toys ran into this as well with with the first run of the Animal Warriors of the Kingdom, where they had a 4-inch line and it looked really cool. And it was very much in the same heartbeat.
Yeah, you get those knock knees.
And it's through no fault of the sculpting. Like the sculpting is correct for all intents and purposes, but when you actually put it into plastic, you have a 10 just because of the way that the weight distributes. You get a little bit, you get that wavy, that bendy look to them, which is unfortunate. But that's super. That's really very minor, and I think they've worked on and corrected that problem in the current lines. There was a figure that came out a couple of years ago, and I was really excited for it because this will be my answer to the same question.
Yes,
there was a character, and I cannot remember her name for the life of me. She is a almost like an evil fairy character. And she's in the 4-inch scale. And she looks like if Spytrax was a female from Sectors, this would be her character. She's got the insect dragonfly wings. She kind of dressed like a fairy. She's purplish in color. She's got like a multi-eyed head on it. And I saw that and immediately thought, I need this character to put with my Zika Sectors. And she fits right in. So my answer to this question is going to be Boss Fight Studios, fight the cell and get the Sectors line. please give us Sectors, because I have no doubts at all. Whether they do it in the 6-inch line or the 4-inch line, they are going to be amazing. Their articulation is actually going to, I don't know, be there. And chances are that they're going to do the insect companions, because they haven't shied away from packing their figures out with tons of accessories and actually giving you what you want. I know there's the nostalgia for the hand puppet. I don't need the hand puppet anymore. I don't.
Right.
If you just give them legs, just give them regular legs, give them the cool looking wings, and let me have fun with my Sectors. If you want to go for like a nostalgic blast, maybe make like the ring around Dragonflyer's neck. Like maybe make that fuzzy. Like that. Take care of that was sculpted. I think that they could do that line so much justice, and I would give them so much of my money. And I'd be glad to do it. But I think that's going to bring us to a close on Boss Fight Studios, an amazing company.
That was a good topic. That was a good one.
Really good toy producers. And watching their live stream, just a great bunch of people, which again, like, and again, we've talked about this before. When you have creators who are good people and just seem like you know, fun people, good guys and girls, like just, you know, good people overall. I more want to support what they're doing to make
Absolutely.
Sure that they keep cranking out all this really great stuff and knowing that they're good people as well. That makes it even better, because now you're like, well, sure, I could give money to this jerk, but I really want that figure. You don't think that, you don't feel that way.
Right.
They seem like a really great group of people. So that'll bring us to a close for another episode of Two Guys Talking Toys. If you've enjoyed the topic and the conversation, and we are always glad to have you, give us a like, give us a comment, subscribe to the channel. It really helps get us out there on the algorithm. Get a hold of us on Blue Sky. Our handle is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is number 2, no G after the talking. Same thing for Instagram, 2G Talking Toys. And until next time, fight your boss. Take care, everybody.
The trash heap has spoken. Yeah.